Chapter 9. Can Man Become God? Man is a finite being. Man is born and he dies. These are characteristics which cannot be attributed to God because they equate him with his creation. Therefore, God did not and will not ever become man. On the other hand, man also cannot become God. The created cannot become its own creator. The created at one time did not exist. It came into being by the creative act of a creator who always existed. What is non-existent cannot make itself exist. As for the parallel concept that the human soul or spirit is divine, it is a way of claiming that man can become God. This philosophy forms the foundation of Greek, Christian, and Muslim mysticism, as well as Hindu theology, and extends divinity to all humans and possibly all living creatures. It starts from the premise that at some time in the history of the universe, bits and pieces of God became surrounded by material bodies and were confined to the earth. In other words, the infinite became contained in the finite. This belief attributes pure evil to God and ultimately eliminates the meaning of good and evil altogether. When the human soul intends evil and does it by God's permission, such an act is purely evil and worthy of punishment. Hence the concept of karma was invented. Whatever goes around, comes around. Karma explains inexplicable suffering by claiming that it is the consequence of evil in a previous life. God ultimately punishes any evil done by the parts of himself within man. However, if human souls have independent wills from God, they cannot be at the same time God. Thus, each human becomes himself a God.